honor you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Man standing, open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Read carefully with me this morning, mindfully. I'm going to deal with let the benefits of the cross manifest in my life. Let the benefits of the cross manifest in my life. Now you may want to write these three words down. Blessings, benefits, breakthrough. I want you to expect after this morning in every aspect of your life. Blessings, benefits, and breakthrough. No matter what is blocking you today, you're going to hear God's word about his cross. You're going to step into your blessings, your benefits, and your breakthrough. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I don't care what the problem is. I don't care how long it has been.
Yes.
I don't care who behind it.
Yes.
Once we understand the full revelation of the cross,
hallelujah,
we end up with words which speak three words. It is finished. I want your faith to take a hold of this word this morning. Let's read with the Apostle Paul out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. That's not us. I say that's not us. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. See it? For it's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. All these people who think they're so smart and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The cross, here the cross out the wise. And cross out those who think they're so prudent. Notice it. Where is the wise? Verse 20. Where is the scribe? Where is all these smart folks? Have not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greek foolishness. Notice that. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, look what it says, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. See, I received that. Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The power of God and the wisdom of God is released in this place right now. Whatever you may be dealing with, wherever you're trying to get, know that in the spirit world, because you're here at his house, that power and that wisdom is being released to you. I don't care how many times you tried, it's going to work this time. I expect Jesus and the Holy Ghost to back this word up. And have an effect on your life. You'll get answers you never got before. What? You heard that? You will receive answers you never received before. What verse we stopped in? 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Now, well, let's look at one more scripture and I'll let you be seated. Hebrews chapter 12. I'm ready to preach. You ready to listen?
Yes, sir.
Somebody going to get the answer today.
Yes.
Who going to get the answer today?
Yes.
I hear one powerful word that I want to give you right now. And it's going to make all the difference in your life from now on. I'm hearing this word from the Holy Ghost. Yield. Yield to the wind, W-I-N-D, that is about to pass through here.
Yes, sir.
Yield to the breath of the Holy Ghost that is about to blow on you. Oh, no, y'all didn't hear that. Yield to the breath of the Holy Ghost that is about to blow on you. The Holy Ghost will be blowing from the cross this morning. Whoa. Whoa. All the power that the cross has in it, the Holy Ghost is going to blow in Word of Life Christian Center this morning. He's going to blow it on you so you can take it home with you. Every capability of the cross will come in your life this morning. Every change that needs to be made will be made by the power of the Holy Ghost breathing from the cross this morning. Hebrews 12, we'll read two verses, then we'll go to work. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. There you go. And the sin which does so easily beset us, and run with patience the race that is set before us. All is possible by the cross. Everything from Genesis to Revelation is made possible by the cross. You understand that? Everything from Genesis to Revelation is made possible by the cross. The cross is the center of the spirit world. There's no spirit world without the cross. That little problem you carry will be eradicated under the power of preaching the cross. You're going to get your full joy back this morning. All the bumps in the road you've run up on, this morning the cross is going to clean it up. If you say hallelujah, you might do it faster. Look at the second verse now. Remember, we're talking about let the benefits of the cross manifest in my life. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I can't pass that up without thinking about John 19:30. When he's on that cross, he says something. Suppose you say to anything that opposing you right now, in the name of Jesus, you finish. That's how powerful you are. I feel it up here. In the name of Jesus, you over. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, because he knew he was going through it. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You may be seated. My, my. Go to 1 Corinthians again, and I want you to look at one of the most powerful statements a man can make again. And don't take it lightly. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2. Here's a man had come to the revelation of the benefit of the cross manifest in his life. He came to a point, the cross looked stupid to the world. And that's the way God planned it. For I'm determined, I'm in 1 Corinthians 2:2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Isn't that something? His determination was not to know nothing popular, nothing that the world says so powerful, but his determination was to know. The emphasis is on the cross. Everything paid for. Your healing, your health, your wealth, your abundance, your long life. Let me give you a few of them. What benefits from the cross? Born again. That's enough to kick every chair on you and shout about it. I ain't going to hell. Filled with the Holy Spirit. The cross made that possible. Cross made it possible. I'm led by the Spirit. I don't live a normal life. Abundant life came from the cross. A long, satisfied life cometh from the cross, and then eternal life. Let me try to give you these footnotes. I'm going to say two words I want you to begin to walk in. I'm going to explain them to you because of this message. Let the benefits of the cross manifest in my life. And I want to add on a daily basis. Now, the benefits of the cross. Now, if you get a revelation of the cross, you'll know what the benefits mean. I want to say two words here that are going to put you in a divine position. Everybody say divine position. The cross was meant to put us in a divine position with benefits this world can't offer, but also benefits this world can't stop. Are you listening? When we look at the divine benefits of the cross, now listen very carefully now, and the realm and the atmosphere it bring us into, nothing else matters. So there's a realm That's a dominion. There's a place the cross brings you to. There's a realm and an atmosphere. You carry power with you wherever you go. I'm hearing in the spirit to emphasize to you that from this day forward, you will carry the cross anointed. I never heard of the cross anointed. In 50 years of preaching, I never heard, but he just told me that. He whispered right here, tell them, under this message, they're going to leave here wearing the cross anointed. Which means that everything touch you is already defeated. From this day forward, everything, every situation. See, if you can know that, and that's what the gospel is all about. The gospel is good news. If you can know, if you can hear that the Spirit of God is saying, everything touch you from this day forward is already defeated. Oh, man, I'm going home. And look what the Lord is telling us. With the understanding of the realm, the benefits, and the atmosphere, the revelation and the insight and understanding of the cross, everything that touch you from this day forward, the rest of your life, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got to go somewhere and preach. I think I'm going to fly to California and preach. Look what the Holy Ghost is saying to us tonight, today. The Holy Ghost is saying, through the power of the cross, because the cross say it is finished, so every demonical attack on your life is already destroyed. You got to know it. And you got to look it in the face and say, you destroyed in Jesus' name. Your life is being prophesied over. That you will have total victory the rest of your life. Because of the power of the cross, revelation, and faith to step into it. Meaning, at every turn of your life, the power of the cross will manifest. There are things that are turning in your life right now. Everyone under the sound of my voice, your life has moved to another level. There's a law that the secular world took and had many benefits of when the church was messing around with tradition. The secular world took that law called a law of attraction. And they made millions of dollars with it, and they were right. It was given the benefits of it, but that's a divine law. Let me give it to you now. When we apply the cross law of attraction, everything has to obey us. Yes, sir. In the spiritual and the physical world. Yes, sir. The cross of Jesus is God's law of attraction. When you place your faith in the cross, a divine law of attraction takes place and begin to draw to you everything you desire. Everything God say belong to you. Y'all better hear me now. You have on you from this day forward a divine law of the cross called a law of attraction. Whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you command has to obey you. How can I say it, Lord? Everyone under the sound of my voice, you're being wrapped in a divine position. He want me to say it further. From this day forward, you are anointed with the law of attraction. Watch what you think. Watch what you say. Because it's going to be real powerful. You're going to draw things to you. And Satan can't stop them. Sit down, I want you to write this. The cross releases the agenda of the kingdom. Now you listen to this, One of the agenda of the kingdom is thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. In earth as it done in heaven. You will be powerful enough to release the will of God in your life. And nobody can stop it. Let thy will be done in my life now. You got a problem. And it looks like you're not going to make it. But all of a sudden you recognize the power you have because of the cross and you declare out of your mouth, let the will of God be done in my life now. Every satanic force, every demonic power got to get on their knees when they hear that. When you say that by faith, when you say that wearing a cross anointed, every demon got to bow. Let the will of God be done in my life now. Say, the will of the God that my body be healed. The will of God that I be out of debt. The will of God is I be happy and full of joy. The will of God is that I have peace in my life. Satan, you're in trouble this morning. You should have never let me got you. I'm here now. I want to say this. I want to decree this. Your voice of authority come to 100 degrees this morning. Your voice. Oh, my goodness. Boy, preaching this cross. You see, by preaching the cross, the Holy Spirit is talking to me. The Holy Spirit said, preach the cross. I'm going to give your voice of authority become 100% this morning. I'm finding something. When you preach the cross, the Holy Ghost get loose. Your worrying days are over. Miracles, signs, and wonders is working in this house right now. Check your numbers. Check everything. Check your finance. Check everything. Check the number in your pocket and the number in your body. I expect a miracle every day. I expect a miracle this day because of the power of the cross. The agenda of the kingdom come in your life from the cross. God's will, God's power, God's glory, God's righteousness, God's peace, and the joy of the Holy Ghost come into your house today. God's kingdom, God's will, God's power, God's glory, God's righteousness, God's peace, and the joy of the Holy Ghost coming to your house today. And when I talk about your house, I'm talking about your body. Because all your house members are not here. You got to give it to them. This is important for you to know. The cross carries Genesis to Revelation. So all the covenant is based at the foot of the cross. Oh my. The revelations of the cross open up every channel in the spirit realm. Oh my goodness. You mean to tell me the whole Bible is opening up to me this morning? And all the benefits from Genesis to Revelation is opening up to me this morning from one spot, the cross. If you study the cross and the benefits and the power that he put in the cross, you got all the benefits from Genesis to Revelation. All the epistles are in the cross. All the gospels are in the cross. All prophecies are in the cross. All spiritual governments are in the cross. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you this to you again because I feel something about to hit up in here. I'm not responsible.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
The revelations of the cross open up every channel in the spirit realm. Now, that's a big statement there. It opened up the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning the spirit, miracles, signs, and wonders. Whatever God can do, the cross opened it up. You got to have a revelation of the cross. What you're dealing with that is against you, I decree it's finished. Turn to Galatians 2:20. Come on, son. Galatians 2:20. Shubakatale.
Hallelujah.
I receive some.
Glory to God.
Because you're going to have these two verses to back you up. Now, last Sunday, I shared with you a strong revelation here in Galatians 2:20. And 21. I think it was 8 personal pronoun in this verse. 8 personal pronoun. Come on now, come on, catch. This verse is so personal because it carries the whole spiritual world. I just wish I could get you to hear me. It carries everything God can do. That's heavy, isn't it? Everything God can do. See, the cross is God. You didn't hear. You didn't hear. You didn't hear. You didn't hear. The cross is God Himself. Putting all of Himself in one place and say, come get it. It's yours. For we walk by God put all Himself in the cross. All that He is, all that He has, and all that He can do, He put it in one place that the worldly folks couldn't see it. The church act like she don't see it. God hid Himself in the cross. And He come out to us by revelation. Can you see it? See, the cross looked like a place of defeat, but it's a place of triumph. But you can't see it unless you're looking in the spirit. Matter of fact, God caused the world to defeat itself through the cross. They didn't know what they were doing when they hung Him on the cross, but they actually were putting everything in the church hand. God hid Himself in the cross, in Christ. I don't know who this for, but I'm going to take it. Your vision come alive today. Whatever vision God has put in your life, it comes alive today by the power of the Holy Ghost. Your vision come alive. Blessing coming from every angle. Get ready for it. You can't sit under this type of revelation and things don't start happening to you. God hid Himself in the cross where the enemy couldn't see Him. By revelation, we see Him. Say this with me. Let the benefits of the cross manifest in my life right now. The angels of God just put all your problem in a pile. Because heaven's about to deal with it. Everything that is a hindrance factor to you, you better be knowing it right now. The angels are piling them up because they got to get out of your life. But you're going to have to use your faith. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, right? You're going to use your faith. You can't sit here and just let this sound good. You better catch a hold of what's being said. The angels are piling all your difficulties up in one pile. Hallelujah. And you'd be able to make one statement to move them all at one time. Say, I'm healed.
I'm healed.
Say, I'm healthy.
I'm healthy.
I receive some. Why do you want me to finish and I just started? What is the matter with you? In this time, I receive some. In this type of revelation, you don't want to be in a hurry. But Lord and Sasha can't get you this, baby. That belongs to Sasha. Can wait. Let me finish. I'm walking in one of the most heaviest anointed I ever walked in my life. And I've walked in some heavy anointed through the years. Something going on in here. Right now. You better make this service personal.
Yes,
I'm not just passing through here. This time, oh my. This is a personal, spiritual moment in my life. I'm in the presence of God. You had Galatians, I told you to go, right? This is so personal. Verse, if I'm crucified with Christ, that means everything that happened to Christ after he was crucified happens to me. I died. I became a new creature, and now I'm risen in the same authority, same power that Christ rose in. Not only that, when he ascended, I ascended with him. Not only that, when he sat down at the right hand of power, I sat down with him. Not only that, after he sent the Holy Ghost, he sent the Holy Ghost to me. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me right now. When Christ said, all power is in my hand, I can say the same thing. All power is in my hand. Because Christ is on the inside of me. Can I say it like he told me? All stop signs are torn down. All impossibilities are moved out of your life by the Spirit of God. You can go there. Somebody get some joy up in here. Act like God talking to you. Act like God talking to you up in here. Everywhere you go from this day forward, you make the difference. I mean, any building, any supermarket, any store, anywhere you go in from this day forward, when you step in the door, you make the difference. Yes, yes, yes. Come on, son. Kumbatata. Shh. Shh. I receive. Health $1,000 check. Shh. Shh. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, listen to this, in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Love me. Gave himself for me. You heard that? Now here's the next verse. Don't be a failure. Don't be a loser. Because you're going to frustrate the grace of God. The grace of God said you victorious. No matter what baggage you've been carrying, we dump it this morning. The Lord is over. The life have come. And the glory of God will ride with you where you go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Mm-hmm. My, my. I better tell you this again. The revelation of the cross opened up every channel in the spirit realm. Faith, grace, mercy, forgiveness, understanding, knowledge, every channel. The revelation of the cross opened up every channel in the spirit realm. Every divine answer you need is opened up this morning. Every ounce of wisdom you need is opened up this morning. Every place that you need enlightenment is opening up this morning. You being designed and equipped to have joy unspeakable and full of glory, even though 9 things are like going wrong. See, the thing that look like they're going wrong, don't let them disturb you. Address them with what you're hearing. You got to go. You can stay, but you got to go. Write this down in your notes. Sit down. Your personal attachment to the cross will release God's grace and God's glory. Now I'm hearing something from the Spirit. Grace enable you to rise to God's level. Grace enable you to grow into glory. I just heard that. I'm just hearing it. It's not on. Grace, God's, my grace enable you to rise up into my glory. My grace bring you to the level where I am. My grace gives your words my authority. I gave you grace so you can walk in glory. I'm just hearing it now, you know. Grace carry me into the realm of God's glory. All that is, ain't nothing wrong with being rich. Tell your neighbor, tell somebody next.
I'm talking with money. I'm talking with money. With money.
You don't got to get all that crazy off your mind. Talking about you so spiritual. You so spiritual. I ain't got my mind on this. No, 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 you need some money. I don't know. He told me to say that. But the church gets stuck. Church gets stuck. See? Talking about with the love of money. Love of money is the root of all evil. You should have kept reading the chapter. You should have kept reading that chapter. You got down, Father God, you said God made you rich on purpose. Enjoy. Y'all read one verse and get locked down. Don't get the whole context of the thing. You don't know, even know who talking. Because sometimes it got evil people talking in the Bible. Y'all think everything in the Bible, God said it. No, you got some evil people talking in the Bible too. Devil talking in the Bible. You didn't know that, huh? What? I'm putting it. Yeah, he talked. You read, you run up on him. You would take a devil text and put it on God. That's why I give you discernment. You got to know who talking, why they're talking. Trying to keep you broke. Glory in the cross will release all the glory of God in your life fully. Turn to Revelation 5:12. I'm going to close in a minute. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bomb just been dropped on all satanic forces that is against you. A bomb just been dropped on all satanic forces. Oh, y'all don't understand me. Where that come from? A bomb just been, the bomb of Gilead just been dropped on all satanic forces that is against you. Don't look for it no more. It's not there. It's over. Tell somebody it's over. And I don't walk by feeling. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. The bomb been dropped, and God says it's over. I don't care what it was. Me, I expect a miracle. Right now. I don't know if you're feeling what down there, what I'm feeling up here. But I'm standing in his presence. Jesus Christ. Man, I might preach the cross the rest of my life. If he's going to move this way. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. See, some of y'all don't feel nothing. Y'all just a natural. Y'all can be... Holy Ghost ain't gonna move you if you don't let him. The Holy Ghost won't move you, you don't let him. I said, the Holy Ghost not gonna move you, don't let him. But if you let him move, he'll move. He'll move you. He'll move your position. You go back home with a new life. Talk different, walk different, look different. Praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
For the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And his mercy,
and his mercy
endureth forever.
Endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, daughter. Tell somebody I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Let's see. Ah. Hallelujah. God, you're blessing your people. Thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. The cross bring us into the realm of the prophetic and supernatural atmosphere. You will live in a prophetic and a supernatural atmosphere from this day forward. There are some places God going to tell you he's bringing you. You're going to have faith to take the ride. None of your family members have never been there. Do you understand me? Get your joy back. I told you on another setting, the cross is the cure for everything, didn't I? In Galatians 2:20, come on, Bruno. Galatians 2:20 and 21. It speaks of, I receive. It speaks of, that's a $500 check. It speaks of, listen, Galatians 2:20, how to live a crucified and resurrected life daily. A crucified. And I tell you what, you get that word about something, say, Lord, crucify me. Get me out of this stupidity. All right, here's another point. It's Galatians 6:14 now. I want you to turn to that scripture. I'm going to make a powerful statement that the Holy Ghost gave me. I want you to get Galatians 6:14. We read it out loud. And then I'll tell you when to read. Get it. Everybody get it. And then I'm going to give you a powerful statement to go with it. Galatians 6:14. You ready? You ready? Y'all got a Bible? What y'all come here for? I ain't singing. I can't sing. My boys can sing, but I can't. My wife can sing too. She just don't. But I can't. Leroy Jr. can't either. All right, read Galatians 6:14. Now you heard what you read, right? You're going to have to hear because I'm about to give you a statement with that. The secret of keeping the world under your feet is operating in the power of the cross at all times. The secret of keeping the world under your feet is operating in the power of the cross at all times. That commitment he made in 1 Corinthians 2:2. You want to look back at it? I'm trying to close. 1 Corinthians 2:2, I'm going to make a statement. He has a commitment to the cross that will keep you in victory. In 1 Corinthians 2:2, put it on the board, boy. 1 Corinthians 2:2, quickly. 1 Corinthians 2:2. That will keep you in victory. See, for I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, that will keep you in victory. Because when you say cross, you're talking about resurrection, you're talking about ascension, you're talking about being seated with him, you're talking about sending the Holy Ghost back. You got it? Turn to John 19:30. I'm going to give you another one to go. I've been preaching 55 minutes. John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to give you something to go on that. Faith in the cross releases the finished work of Christ in all of your life situation. You didn't hear it. So that means every situation that is against you is finished. That means every situation you're trying to produce in your life is finished. That means everything you believe in for is finished. Yeah, you're not catching me. You're not catching. I left you. See. Everything you're praying for is finished. Everything you ask God for is finished. You understand that?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, you got to put faith on every one of those trails. You can't just say it. You can't have passive faith. You got to have active faith. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. For the preaching of the gospel is foolish to those that perish, but to us who believe is the power of God. Everything I've said to this morning, you got to use your faith. It's not going to come to you automatically, because God blessing got to have faith to hold you in place. Mess around, bless you too much, and you can't handle it. See, some things God going to do in your life, you can't handle it without faith. Faith keep you from falling into the tricks of the enemy, because all your bills paid. Now you get ugly.
Yeah.
Now you're all stuck up. You got your shoulder. You don't half me. How you doing? He's not gonna let you go there until you keep speaking. Give him the glory. How many are ready to be out of debt? Out. You didn't get it. Out. I just prophesied you out of debt. Business people, get ready for your truck to run over. You should have never come here this morning if you don't want. Your business going off the hook. Contract after contract. I heard somebody say, keep on preaching. Hallelujah.
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 Shh. Shh.
Hallelujah.
Shh.
Glory.
Give me a song, young Montreal. Give me a song. Give me a song. Get your choir and get back up and sing. One time for us. I want this stuff digested. It might be a song that help us digest. Because y'all heard a whole lot, you know. It's digestion time. In the spirit of the world. You ain't leaving me here with that problem. You ain't gonna leave me here with that fear. You ain't gonna leave me here with that worry. Nobody else likes you. God love you. Come on, son. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I received some. I received, man. That's a $500 check. Y'all heard?
Yes, sir.
Anybody here different? One more scripture, Ephesians 1, 3. Ephesians 1, 3, one more scripture. I'm going to give you a ride and place on that one, then I'm going to close. Oh, hallelujah. I'm trying to scare you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good. Oh, y'all get on the lineup. Come on. Let's get ready. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready to sing. Ha, 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 ha. I'm preaching myself happy. I'm going to use everything I said. I don't know what you're going to do. I'm going to use it, me. I'm going to walk in it. So don't get upset when you see me walking in it, because you got a right to walk in it too. Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You notice I kept talking when the thing cut off? Because it's on the inside of me. That's what you got to get it on the inside of you. I'd have been through if that thing cut off. Well, wouldn't I? He went to something else. I don't know why. Blessed be the God Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let me give you that. Then we're going to sing. The cross releases grace in every space, producing a triumphant life to live and give to the carrying of the will of God. That's what Ephesians 1, 3 means. Let me give it to you again. The cross releases grace in every space. Hallelujah. Every step I take from this day forward is going to be a step of grace. Producing a triumphant life to live and give to the carrying of the will of God. Your God will carry you. And God will is for you to be blessed, that everybody can see he's a good father. I sat on my front porch often, reading and studying. These boys know they're around me. And I tell God, it's all you. Just give it to him. Let him take control. Watch what happens. Let him have full control of your life. Watch what happens. Let him have full control of your life. Yes, watch what happens. I said, let him have full control of your life.